The former Soviet republics of Central Asia are littered with nuclear test sites, radioactive waste dumps, and the leftovers of old uranium mines. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Kyrgyzstan to track the Soviet legacy. One town there has been voted one of the world's 30 most polluted places.
Residents of the town of Mylusu are accustomed to living next to radioactive waste. In fact, some, like this factory director named Sultanbek Ishmanbetov, joke that longtime residents need radiation to survive. It's in our blood, he says. We can't breathe without it. We can't live without it. Mylusu was once an elite Soviet industrial town where uranium was mined and processed. The uranium mines and almost all of the factories here are closed, but the radioactive waste is everywhere. On a snowy walking tour of his electrical parts factory, which stopped production months ago due to power cuts, Ishmanbetov points out three radioactive dump sites, each just a stone's throw away. The dumps are small plots of land ringed by barbed wire fencing, which impoverished locals sometimes steal and sell for scrap metal. In 23 locations like this in and around Mylusu, the Soviets buried an estimated 2 million cubic meters of radioactive waste under layers of concrete and gravel. Captain Almabek Edikeyev of Kyrgyzstan's Emergency Situations Ministry fears these radioactive bunkers are in danger of breaking open.
This is a dangerous area that's prone to landslides. There is a threat that the radioactive dumps could break open and spill their contents in the water and then disperse downstream.
The icy Mylusu River runs through the town, down a narrow valley and across the nearby border to Uzbekistan. Amanda Wooden, a professor of environmental policy who did field work in Mylusu, worries about a nightmare scenario.
With this 2 million cubic meters of radioactive waste, you could imagine if half of that ends up in the river, the population downstream is around Mylusu is around 25,000, and then downstream is about 2.5 million people concentrated just across the border from Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan.
Today, thanks to several million dollars in international aid money, Kyrgyz workers are shoring up riverbanks with wire netting to protect some of the radioactive dumps from erosion. But little has been done to protect the residents of Mylusu, who were exposed to constant background radiation levels that are three times higher than in North America. Medical researchers say the population here has a much higher rate of miscarriages, congenital birth defects, and stillbirths than in other Kyrgyz towns. At the entrance to the struggling light bulb factory, the last major source of employment in Mylusu, 24-year-old Misha Kasimov claimed radiation-linked diseases are killing off his friends. My friend died last month of bone cancer, Kasimov says. He was 22 years old. Due to high unemployment, many locals have increasingly resorted to exploiting industrial waste as a way of making ends meet. Every day, dozens and sometimes thousands of people gather on a mountain of broken glass on the edge of town to scavenge for metal filaments. This giant glass landfill is the product of 40 years of industrial garbage from the light bulb factory. It's located right next to uranium waste dumps where levels of radioactivity spike to dangerous levels. Couple John Dolataliev is a scrap metal hunter here who once had a job at the light bulb factory.
Why should I be afraid of the uranium? I was born near uranium. We eat, drink, and sleep on uranium.
Amid the abandoned factories and crumbling apartment blocks of this post-industrial town stand monuments to better times, like a faded sign that celebrates Mylusu as the, quote, city of light. At this icy outdoor market, an asthmatic shopkeeper named Abdulaziz Nazarov shakes his head, saying, "This used to be such a nice town." Today, Nazarov calls Kyrgyzstan's City of Light a dead end.
Тупик.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, by Lusu, Kyrgyzstan.